Right now, I'm definitely going to chat to Emil Joberg, who was the man who we spoke to a couple of days ago, who was setting up this wonderful test match in terms of Sauvignon Blanc, testing South African and New Zealand wines, blind taste testing. Who has the best Sauvignon Blanc? Emil, a very good evening. Thanks for your time again. I'm itching to find out who won.
Good afternoon, Mike. Thank you very much for your interest in wine. I didn't know it was such an exciting sport in your wide reference frame.
As long as you can put everything in sporting terms, I'll follow it, okay?
Yeah, it actually, it started off with this great tradition, this interest between New Zealand and South Africa in rugby, of course, and we are both great wine nations. And I wasn't aware of how strong New Zealand actually was as a wine nation until I visited the place a couple of years back. And they make fantastic wines, and they really have a great, exciting wine culture. And being South African, wherever you go, you start talking about wine, and then it just flows, slips over into rugby quite quickly. And we've been planning to put our Sauvignon Blancs against New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs. In conversation I've been having across the 12,000 kilometers between the two countries. And then this year when it hit me that it's 100 years, so we should really do this year and have a bit of fun in the week up to this great rugby match we've been coming on Saturday. And the Kiwi sent over 10 wines they had selected. And we put them up between 10 of ours.
Purely Sauvignon Blanc?
Only Sauvignon Blancs. And we had 10 wines from each country. So we had five wines in four flights. And we had judges. We had five judges. Two South Africans, headed up by Cape Wine Master Winnie Bowman. Two South Africans, one Portuguese, one German, and one American. I couldn't find a Kiwi, Mike. You know, I don't know where they're hanging out.
You can never find one when you need one. Huh? Anyway, all right, tell me. We're dying to know.
They judged them out of 100 points.
Yeah.
Each wine out of 100 points. And lo and behold, the two top wines were both New Zealand wines. I mean, New Zealand make these monster Sauvignon Blancs. It's all tropical fruits, like sticking your head into a salad bowl. Really gorgeous wines. And they kind of blew the judges away. Two wines. One is from Villa Maria Reserve, that's in Marlborough down south in the South Island, as well as that's the top scoring wine, and that scored just over 93 points. And then we had Astrolab from New Zealand was the second one, scoring 93 on the dot, whereas the Villa Maria got 93.4. And I thought that they would bowl us over after that, but they didn't. So I think it came back, and we actually won the competition in terms of, if you added up all the scores from all 10 wines, South Africa pipped the Kiwis by a margin of one point in terms of the average. We average out the five-person scores.
I smell a diplomatic rat here. That sounds like a score draw. The Kiwis can claim they've got the two best, and we can claim that overall we were the best.
I promise you, it was audited. We had the International Wine Council. We had TMOs in place. We had everything. It just came down to the wire. And this morning, I had to open a bottle with my the afternoon in New Zealand, morning in South Africa, and we shared a glass of wine between two great cultures, two great wine countries, and two great rugby nations. And let's see what happens on Saturday, Mike.
Great stuff, Emil. I really enjoy it. So it's good news. The takeout is our Sauvignon, New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc is excellent. So is ours. And we should be buying and consuming our great Sauvignon.
It's just a great category of wine, and enjoy it. Sunlight in the glass.
Emil, thank you very much indeed. Great idea, great bit of publicity for our local wines. And yeah, New Zealand has developed a remarkable wine culture, very highly rated in the United Kingdom. I know that for a fact. Mike Wills in for John Matham, who knows a heck of a lot more about wine than I do and would no doubt be drooling at the thought of sampling some of those top-rated Kiwi Sauvignon Blancs.